Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
No, no, no.
Say hello to his mom. Sorry we're singing that song off the air. Stuff gets stuck in our head, too. So we apologize if stuff gets stuck in your head. Actually, I don't really.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Say hello to his mom. Sing that when you're walking down the store today. Craig does.
I do.
Yeah. Say to church this Sunday. Say hello to his mom.
Very nice. Right. Hey, it was on this date in 1984. Michael Jackson underwent scalp surgery to repair damage done when his hair caught fire during the filming of a Pepsi commercial.
Yeah, Nick Allen and his buddy was there. And they fried him on fire that you can see in a cartoon today. Yeah, I remember that. The video was pretty hardcore. I think he had hair replacement after that. Weren't the rumors there was a wig towards the end, too?
If I remember, yeah, I don't know.
There's lights, right? Heat from the lights?
No, they were explosions. Remember the Jackson 5? Oh, okay. The Jacksons did a commercial for Pepsi.
Sure. And everybody wears flammable stuff in their hair anymore. Yeah.
The Jerry Curl stuff lit up pretty good, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know what that's made of, but it certainly looks flammable.
Yeah, that's what I understand. In Denver, right now they are involved in a vote to allow psilocybin mushrooms. The voting is going on now.
See, look what's happened in Denver. Look what's happened in Colorado. Slippery slope, Craig.
They're deciding.
We don't want that crazy weed here in the heartland.
The voters there are deciding whether to decriminalize possession of small amounts of psilocybin or mushrooms. This initiated ordinance 301 on the ballot was mailed to voters this week. It would make use and possession of the mushrooms, the city's lowest law enforcement priority.
We argue about hemp.
That's right.
What about oregano? Kind of looks like it.
It does.
We should probably rethink that, too.
I think so. Slippery slope, Todd.
Yep.
Yeah. The police can't tell the difference between oregano and marijuana, so we can't have oregano.
We're better than that.
Take it from a guy who's been living like Tom Osborne for 3 days now. Except for the weed.
I was going to say. Yeah.
But otherwise, I've been a teetotaler.
For 3 days. Pussy. Everybody's doing it.
Advocates claim that mushrooms are medicine for people dealing with chronic anxiety and depression. Opponents say it's a Pandora's box of bad trips and public harm, man.
Dude.
Other advocates say mushrooms are fun.
Other advocates do say that.
No, they're not going to say they're going to sell it, but if you have it.
No. Yeah, there's no selling. Right. There's no buying.
But if you
there's nothing. Just if you have them.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah. Got it.
Can you grow them on the farm?
Well, yeah, you can grow them anywhere.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom.
Let's go. Shrooms on the farm.
Now, I heard it was crap that they grow in cow pies. I've always been told you can find them in cow pies.
Right.
Yeah, especially when
actual mushrooms. Yeah. I don't know about the psilocybin.
No, the psilocybin specifically.
They grow in actual cow pies in the mushroom capital of the world, I believe, in Delaware.
Okay.
You drive past, there's big lumps of cow crap everywhere.
But is it mushrooms have to grow in a moist environment.
And that'd be poop.
Moist.
Keep it wet. Just wet your poop down.
Right, and west of the Cascades is a rather moist environment. So I always used to hear that in Oregon. That, you know, there are certain farmers who, if you caught them, if you were around, nosing around their field,
moist,
they'd kill you. You know, like a Jamaican would take a sickle to your head if you were messing around in his weed field.
Yeah, they will.
They're kind of protective about that. But then I heard, no, that's not necessarily the case, that psilocybin mushrooms can also grow elsewhere.
In a controlled circumstance, you mean?
Yeah.
Like in your closet?
Or, you know, elsewhere in nature, not necessarily coming out of a cow pie.
Got it. Well, nothing says good eating like something coming out of a cow pie.
No, things do. Other things do. I think you're wrong about that.
It might be. Like, everything sounds better not coming out. Good point. I think I was wrong about that completely. Thanks for correcting me on that one.
Yeah. I think my hallucinogenic drug career is probably over.
I hope so.
But if I had
probably.
To do...
You better start drinking. Yeah. Drink before you do shrooms again.
If I had to do, you know, something hallucinogenic, it would probably be the mushrooms.
More career. So than the mescaline?
Or the the acid.
Well, yeah, more so than that.
Because I remember when every time I did acid when I was in college, the next day it would feel like someone put a vice, you know, like right in the back of your brain, where your medulla oblongata.
Yep. And you could probably say it back then, too.
Meets the bottom of your brain.
Right.
It was always, there was always a tight, and I never got that with the mushrooms.
Yep. Oh, okay.
I don't know why. And I guess I really can't experiment again. If I said my career is over.
I think you probably, ask your shrink. I quit drinking for 3 days because I started doing shrooms.
See, a lot of them aren't necessarily experts on that sort of thing.
I know they're not. So don't tell us what to do.
But this one might be. She's pretty hip.
That's good.
Yeah. So maybe I can talk her into putting me on some microdoses.
All right.
Listen, I'm a little depressed.
Somehow I don't see you sticking to the microdose.
I do.
Well, if a little's good, let's try a little more.
I can't wait to.
Well, but that just goes for anything.
I can't wait to.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He's not going to stick to the proper dosage.
No, if I treated like medicine, I probably would.
And your
you know?
And your fire alarm goes off while you're tripping. Let's see what happens then.
Because, you know, the microdose is not a trip.
Right. I don't take 47 Aleve at the same time. I take 2.
But will
but Aleve doesn't make you feel good.
But will you approach the shrooms like medicine when you've in the past not approached them like medicine?
And I don't think
it'd be funny if your shrink goes, you know what? Yeah. Go back to doing Moscow mules every night.
The microdose doesn't necessarily make you feel good either, from what I understand.
Then why
from
take
what
it?
I've read.
Then why take it?
Because it adjusts your mood and you don't know it.
Oh, I got it.
Right.
Well, so does
it's imperceptible.
Prozac or something like that. You know?
It's imperceptible.
Yeah, but this is better.
This would be better for you than Prozac. Again, from what I've read. Because it's a little more natural.
Yeah. But illegal, right? Because is it illegal?
If you want to go there.
Well, I don't care. I don't care if it's illegal. I'm just saying.
That's why they want to decriminalize it.
Right. In Colorado.
Denver.
Look what's happening in
Denver specifically.
Yeah. Well, here first, we got to get past the oregano,
if I'm not mistaken.
Anything that looks like weed.
Running past the coach.
I'm frankly surprised that we can grow... we can make beer here in this state.
I am too.
Because
alcoholics are good.
Hops are a cousin of the cannabis.
Well, that's just good for the economy. Let new businesses start up and sell stuff. That's good for the economy.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if it's beer.
Right.
Because beer's good for you.
Yeah. No, it's not.
But if they were selling...
there's a bar. You can't swing a bat out in the bar in our city, which, by the way, doesn't bother me. But do not say it's better than weed.
But we'll not sell you any medicinal weed or recreational weed.
No.
That's no good for the
economy.
That's
a slippery slope, and it'll send you straight to hell.
Give me a red...
Freaking long hair.
But go ahead and sell this cannabis cousin all you want. In fact, we'll put some more in it and call it a pale ale.
True. Yeah, we got our governor getting photos taken of him and drinking microbrews because he's all for the no tax in the beer, which is fine. But get drunk all you want with your red Solo cups, but do not touch the weed.
That's bad.
Right.
That's bad.
And we got spokesman from his daddy's company saying, you know what you got to do is invest it in weed.
Yeah.
Give us your money, and then we'll put it in some weed.
Yeah. And they also say
Muslims are bad.
Yeah, we also say Muslims are bad, and Jews are wrong also.
Yeah.
Remember that part, too. And we don't believe what our boss says.
An article about Scrotox I ran across.
Yeah.
And that is Botox for the scrotum, for people who are unfamiliar.
What's it supposed to do?
Well, that's why I'm doing this.
I was reading a piece the other day about this. And
balls are naturally wrinkly.
I thought, is this
what's the really young balls?
Lengthen them or tighten them? I was unclear.
I got this for you.
I was unclear.
That's why I brought this article out, is to clear this up.
Okay.
As to why is a medicinal reason for the Scrotox, the Botox of the scrotum.
So beyond just the cosmetic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although, you know, as you well know, the cosmetics are important as well.
Yeah, you like them firm. You don't like to have them hanging there like a
or
speed
non-wrinkly.
Bag.
Or non-wrinkly.
Well, yeah, the Botox is going to smooth them out.
You want to smooth them out, and it's going to...
Old balls, great. That's something I can't see at home.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, the audio is weird. But I mean, I don't understand why you want smooth balls. It doesn't really matter at this point.
No, it actually does. There is a medical reason
for
this.
All right.
That apparently guys will suffer from, and we're not aware of it. It's one of those things. Some men choose, of course, Scrotox for cosmetic reasons. For the majority, they say, the procedure is medicinal. The most common reason, according to a surgeon and medical director, Dr. Oates, says the most common reason that they have guys asking for a Scrotox is that their scrotum is tightly contracted, squeezing up on their testicles, and it's painful.
Why does that happen?
It's just a medical condition. The relaxation of the scrotum helps the testes to hang a bit lower and offers some relief.
I got it.
To that.
So your sack's too tight for your nuts.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. That's a great book, too. Classic, The Liberation of the Scrotum.
Yeah.
See, that just seems like a glitch in nature's plan.
Right.
If you
don't have enough ball room.
Yeah.
Well, often there are glitches.
How does that happen?
In nature's plan. Look around you.
Now, to get it done, Todd makes an unfortunately good point.
Yeah, fair point. Fair point.
My nuts are fine,
Nature
Craig.
Screws up a lot.
You need to inject your scrotum 55 times.
Ow!
Oh.
Not 54.
With the Scrotox.
Because we're counting.
Although you don't feel it, a gentleman that had it done said he felt numb down there for a couple of days, but not too bad. Took him about 7 days to feel the effects of the treatment. He said a week later when he inspected it, it was much less wrinkly and red, fuller and smoother.
What is the beaver?
Oh, sorry.
And we were stretching out balls.
He said he got some very positive feedback from a female acquaintance.
Oh, how you doing?
Acquaintance?
Yeah.
There's somebody who's your acquaintance, you're going to go, hey, here, look at these.
Look at these.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, positive feedback means like a little
check. Start that with Chinese.
Well,
Japanese.
You know, the females are showing off their boob jobs.
Sure.
The guy needs to show off his Scrotox.
I would assume it would be someone closer to you than an acquaintance.
Yeah, an acquaintance. We got acquaintances in the hallway. Try it.
You'd go to an acquaintance and say, would you like to tickle these?
Right.
And if they do, that would be
thanks for the tickling.
That'd be positive feedback.
Yeah.
He says that he's hoping the word will spread far and wide throughout the land, and his phone will start buzzing from adventurous females who want to see.
Oh, so he was chumming the water.
Yeah, he says within his social circle, everyone's like, show us your balls.
That's stuck to the tape.
I also said us.
Yeah. Well, you're speaking for your gang.
This loosens them up.
Which is you.
Yeah, fortunately it is. I am part of the game.
Apparently the Scrotox wears off about the 9-month mark.
Ah, you got to get it redone with 55 more shots?
Yeah. But you don't really feel the shots.
So 55 shots over.
No, they numb it up well enough. He said he felt, of the 55 shots, he felt maybe a couple of pinches. So don't worry about the 55 shots to your scrotum.
Well, see, then you couldn't even feel it if someone was tickling.
Well, not then. It's later.
Todd's obsessed with somebody tickling his balls.
Who is it? Who the hell is it?
Yeah. To a point. I don't want to laugh too hard. I want a sensitive tickling.
No, but you didn't answer my question previously.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It loosens them up.
Yeah.
It doesn't cinch them up.
No. Correct.
It loosens them up because they're too
tight. So you don't need that.
In the first place.
You have plenty of room since a vasectomy,
yeah,
right?
I need
Bush, yours hanging lower now since a vasectomy?
Not that I've noticed.
I need the reverse.
Well, show a female acquaintance and let us know.
I don't know if that'd be a good idea.
I don't want to see them.
For a lot of reasons, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
There may be a stampede coming down the hall pretty soon.
I don't think so.
Stampede!
The ladies in the building. Your puss wants the acquaintances to look at his nuts. Those guys are crazy. Let's go.
That should be your club name, though, is DJ Scrotox. You could charge like $10,000 a night.
That's my club name.
At some club in Vegas.
You could scratch with your nuts.
DJ Scrotox, he's the best.
He is the best.
Here's the trouble. If you're injecting it into the muscle itself, you're paralyzing the localized area, which will relax the scrotum, and it's relatively safe. But the scrotum is a very vascular organ. There's potential risk for the Botox to travel throughout the body if it is injected incorrectly.
Ah.
And then that's bad. Lots of bad things can happen from that.
Yeah, you get a needle down near your nuts, you know.
There could be a downside.
Yeah, I'm thinking so, too.
Yeah, there is a higher risk of injecting Botox into the scrotum than putting it into superficial muscles like around the eye.
No, what I wanted was, we shot in an episode of Nip Tuck years ago.
Yeah.
I think it's called the scrotal tuck.
Yeah, it was. I think it was Larry Hagman got it done.
That's right.
Yeah. Of all people.
They say scrotox can be a beneficial procedure for men who suffer from pain associated with the retracting cremaster muscle.
And then it became more of like
isn't that a character
those,
in the end game, Cremaster Muscle?
I thought
he was on He-Man.
Yeah, you want to like one of those smaller speed bags that doesn't hang down so low.
Yeah,
it takes a little more skill to punch it. You got to be a little bit quicker.
Ask an acquaintance today, folks.
Right. You must be this quick to punch my balls.
I want that one too.
Out of Madison, Wisconsin. Stupid Packer fan.
Oh yeah.
No.
Not a redundancy. This is a teacher. Exceedingly stupid.
What's she do and what she look like?
Madison, I don't know what she looks like. Let's see.
We don't care unless it's sex or alcohol, right?
And we don't have her name.
Got it. That might help, yeah.
Madison, Wisconsin public school teacher who quit her job after using the N-word in class said she was just trying to correct a student who had just insulted a white kid. The State Journal spoke with the teacher who asked not to be named. She said a black student called a white student a cracker.
Okay.
And she used the N-word to try and show how offensive some terms can be.
Nobody cares about being called a cracker.
The teacher says she chose to resign after the black student's mother complained.
You don't drop the N-bomb.
Ever.
As a teacher.
Even in that situation, you would make your point, but say N-bomb.
And I don't know any
You can't use the word.
Nope.
Even then.
Unless you're Richard Pryor with Chevy Chase in a 1975 SNL skit.
Which was
that
great.
You couldn't do now.
No, you couldn't do that.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Could not do that skit now.
No, but the skit was great.
And but it
proved,
is.
And it proved something.
A classic.
Something. It was a classic.
Yeah, and it actually made a point, too.
Right. It absolutely made a point.
Total point.
Most importantly, it made a point.
And I, perhaps I'm wrong, I'm not offended by the term cracker.
No, I'm not either. I never knew a white guy that was. Because you know what? We haven't been kept down for 300 years or whatever, you know?
Like crackers.
Yeah.
Nobody called us that while we were being whipped.
Thank you.
In most cases, they told we were, like crackers.
We couldn't do this. Yeah. Or go to the back of the bus. Nobody understands that.
Yeah, no, I'm not
no,
a fan.
No. Most of our listeners do understand it, but you're right, though. Unfortunately, a segment of America doesn't get it.
No, I think even well-intentioned white people still can't wrap their brain around
it. Yep, you're right. Some of them.
Yeah. Even people who say they're not racist.
Right.
Can't wrap their brain around. You just don't bounce back from oppression.
Nope.
Immediately.
Nope.
Oh, we elected a black president. I should be able to use that word all I want.
God.
All right, shut up and we'll see you in Charlottesville.
Yeah, but look what happened. Look at the backlash. No, look, just, look at the backlash of the president.
It's just a hard and fast societal rule. You can't use that word.
Right.
Yeah. Just don't worry about the whys and what. Just
don't.
Move
on with your life.
Just don't.
Now, we'll see you at the sauerkraut hunt on the White House lawn on Hitler's birthday.
Sauerkraut hunt. It's pretty easy to spot just laying on it there.
You think they'd use like kielbasa or something?
Yeah, because you're picking
up sauerkraut is just going to be
yeah. You're picking up just basically sauerkraut and you're throwing it into the Easter grass in your bag anyway.
So. Still, they don't do it right, but they do it.
Yeah, they do it.
They still use the sauerkraut.
The kielbasa hunt would be a great one.
It's more Polish, though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that is Polish, right?
Ain't nothing more German than sauerkraut.
All right, a brat. Yeah. Brat hunt.
A brat hunt. Yeah. I got one for you.
A little knockwurst.
I got a brat you can hunt for after the break.
Yeah, I've found that one before.
Yes, you have.
Less than exciting.
And you're always surprised. Oh.
That one's lost its luster.
Yep.
Well, I'm amused by this. I shouldn't be amused by this stat, but I am. You know, it's not PC to be amused by this stat.
All right.
More than half of all the alcohol in Australia is being consumed by 10% of Australians.
Well, is that true here, though, too?
Not quite.
Okay.
No, I don't think. I don't know. Study published in an Australian health journal says the country's heaviest drinkers
called a health journal.
Drink about 6 drinks a day. The heaviest drinkers drink about 6 drinks a day in Australia. All of them put together drink nearly 55% of all the alcohol that is consumed in the country. They prefer cheap alcohol like beer and cask wine, and we're also more likely to drink at home.
Yeah, because if you're going to drink that much, you can go broke.
Yeah.
So they're on a budget, but they still want to get drunk a lot.
Yeah.
Well, vodka's...
That sounds reasonable.
Vodka's dropping in price now because Todd quit drinking for the last 3 days. Well, no, you've done it 3 days, right?
Yeah, since Sunday was the last time.
All right.
I haven't checked the vodka prices yet. Have they died?
they've
dove considerably.
At least at your store.
Supply and demand, baby.
Somebody call Todd. We got too much vodka.
I'm pretty sure your grocery store is laying people off right now.
I apologize to the vodka suppliers of America. I'll get back to it this weekend.
TJ Miller tomorrow. Tweeting at TNT Radio Empire's a bunch of stuff. All the new cartoons out there. Have a good one. See you. Have a happy Monday, Thursday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.